play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders. EliteIncPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. Let's set it down to PA announcer Bill Allison. The Galesburg High Pep Band. Now Bill Allison with our starting lineups for tonight's contest.
Now the starting lineups. First for the Rocks, a 5'5 sophomore, number 2, Amari McDuffie. A 5'9 junior, number 11, Brooklyn Larson. A 5'9 sophomore, number 12, Emily Allison. A 5'10 senior, number 23, Hannah Simmer. And a 5'10 junior, number 25, Jemiah Winter. The Rocks coached by Henry Hall, assisted by Siobhan Brewer and Larry Hall. Now the starting lineup for your Silver Streaks. A 5'7 junior, number 3, Riley Jenkins. A 5'6 senior, number 12, Chelsea Stevenson. A 5'5 senior, number 20, Kaylee Miller. A 5'8 junior, number 34, Lauren Livingston. And a 5'11 junior, number 42, Audrey Peck. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barshiger, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison here at John Thiel Gym for Galesburg Silver Streak Girls Basketball. The Streaks in their home whites with silver numbers, silver and black trim. Rock Island in their road red with yellow numbers and black and yellow trim here tonight. About ready to get things underway. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks, Audrey Peck at 5'11", and for Rock Island, it is Hannah Simmer at 5'10".
Much different looking Rock team without that D1 player in the middle.
Absolutely. Streaks win the tip. It comes to Riley Jenkins in the backcourt. She brings it across, gives to Kaylee Miller. Left corner for three. Good! Nice way to start for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And Eric, that's something the Streaks are going to need to get established right away, but they got to get back on defense. And
no travel, wow. Apparently.
Shot missed, and
Oh, and that should have been Rock's ball.
Well, who was that? Jemiah Winter missed the shot, traveled, missed the shot, split the streak's defenders, but took an extra step to do it. Missed the shot, came down, knocked the rebound away out of bounds. I think it went off the streak, but they gave it.
It definitely looked like Audrey Peck came down with the rebound. It looked like the ball went off her knee after Winter knocked it off of her, but fortunately for the streaks, they keep possession.
Rocks come out in the 2-3 zone. Swing pass from Kaylee Miller to Chelsea Stevenson. Right wing for three. Too strong. Rebound comes long to Emily Allison. Up court it goes to Amari McDuffie. She's got it at the top of the key. Back door. Hannah Simmer gets free. Somebody lost her. Simmer lays it up and in.
Well, it doesn't look like they are matched up well right now. That's the second straight possession where it looked like nobody knew who had the open player.
Now the Rocks switch to a 1-2-2. Lauren Livingston to Riley Jenkins. Top of the key. Left corner goes to Kaylee Miller. Thinks about the three. Now swings it over to Chelsea Stevenson. Right wing. She'll fire the three. Bounced off. No good. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Jemiah Winter for the Rocks. Down court pass. Stolen away by Riley Jenkins. Riley with the basketball. She'll bring it across herself. Gives to Lauren Livingston on the left wing. Travel. And she traveled with it.
I can't believe that travel was called in the other one. That one... Granted, it was a travel, but it was a much less obvious travel than the one we saw at the other end.
Yeah, just picked up the pivot foot a little too quickly there. Wasn't a whole extra step. Rocks with the basketball, left side. This is Brooklyn Larson with it. Out top it goes to Emily Allison. She'll dribble right, gets picked from Simmer, stops on the wing. Top of the key it goes back to Larson. Three in and out, no good. And over the back, not called, but the ball's going to go out of bounds off of Hannah Simmer. She knocked it away from Lauren Livingston. Nice block out by Lauren that time.
Yeah, very nice job.
So the Rocks will come out, looks like a 1-3-1 this time. They'll trap a little bit off that. Right corner, Chelsea Stevenson back out high. It goes to Riley Jenkins. So Lauren Livingston high left side for three. Rolls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Simmer for Rock Island.
If the streaks start hitting threes, this is going to be a good game for them because they're getting wide open looks.
Nice pass from Simmer to Winter running the floor. She faked and put it up and in. And the Rocks lead 4-3 with 5:53 to play here in the first quarter. Lauren Livingston fires from on top of the three-point arc. Hits that one, though. Came right back and hit the shot. Just had a foot over the line. Streaks retake the lead 5-4. This is Larson on the dribble, left wing. Out high between the circles, it goes to Allison. And the right side, McDuffie just lost a handle on it. I don't know if she wasn't paying attention or something.
It looked like she wasn't paying attention because the ball hit her right in the hands and she watched as it rolled out of bounds.
First substitution as Cadence Leidick's going to check in and she'll spell Chelsea Stevenson. Back to the 2-3 for the Rocks. Lauren Livingston penetrates left side off the glass shot, partially blocked by, I think that was Olivia Wright who's there. Or no, I'm sorry, that wasn't Wright. That was Jemiah Winter. Back the other way. McDuffie fires a three. That's off the mark. Simmer gets inside position and puts it up off the glass and in.
Got a box out.
She's got four of Rock Island six. They lead 6-5. 5:10 to play first quarter. Lauren Livingston to Riley Jenkins. Top of the key. Right corner to Cadence Leidick behind the three-point arc. Goes to the wing and nearly traveled with it. And now pass just got over the outstretched arms of Winter. Now it's Lauren Livingston left side for three. In and out, no good. But the weak side rebound. Kaylee Miller can't hit the cripple. Rebound comes down this time to Lauren Livingston. Fade away off the glass, no good. And it's Allison away with a rebound to Simmer. And that should have been a double dribble. She bounced it and caught it and then turned and started dribbling again. Right wing, no good for Allison. And Lauren Livingston comes away with a rebound, and they're going to call a foul on Brooklyn Larson for pushing her on the sideline. That's the first foul of the basketball game.
Into the game, 34 Hickman and 22 Freeman. Morgan Freeman in for the Rocks.
And her friend, Andy Dufresne. Chelsea Stevenson back in for the streaks. Also, Arlita Brown and Kaylee Miller and Lauren Livingston get a break. 2-3 zone, Rocks. Right wing, Cadence Leidick. Tried to swing it across, but the pass got blocked, and coming away with it was Morgan Freeman. She's got it, bounces inside, knocked
nice
away
job by
the
Cadence.
Cadence Leidick in there and knocked it away. Chelsea Stevenson came up with it. Now it's Riley Jenkins. Free throw line. Nope, yep, got called for the carry, which that's twice we've seen that called this year. Not very often.
It's probably twice as much as we saw last season.
Well, actually, I think once might have been in the boys' game on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
that's twice, right. But wasn't only once in a girls' game, once in a boys' game now. At the free throw line, this is Hickman, Sierra Hickman, looking for help. And no five call. Finally gets it out right of the center circle to Freeman. Out high left side, it's Larson. Larson, top of the key, bounces right side to Simmer on the wing. Fakes, goes baseline, leans in, and the shot blocked by Riley Jenkins. But Simmer gets her own rebound and puts it up and in. She's got six, and it's 8-5 Rock Island, under 4 minutes to play first quarter. Riley Jenkins out high. Arlita Brown, left corner. Chelsea Stevenson trapped up, looks for help. Gets it out to Arlita Brown, and she nearly lost the handle on it, able to pick it up. Back to Chelsea, left corner for three. That's off the mark. Rebound comes out long to Simmer for Rock Island. Simmer, down court it goes. Running the floor was Freeman, put it up and in.
Streaks have got to be aware that the Rocks are going to run somebody out on every rebound. You can't be slow getting back, and we're going to get a timeout by Coach Massey.
10-5 is a Rock Island lead, and is this going to be a 30 or full? Full time? Oh, no.
30.
No, 30. The official is going to indicate full, and Coach Jay Barshinger said, nope, 30. So 3:25 to play here in the first quarter, 10-5, Rocks lead. You know, you can already tell, I mean, even compared to Tennessee, this is a different atmosphere here tonight.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, when you got the band here, it makes it that much louder in here. But now, you know, a healthy contingent of Rock fans, not as many as we've seen in the past. Yeah. But over on the Streak side of things, it's pretty full in the lower level.
So a great atmosphere for Western Big Six basketball. Both teams 0-1 in the conference. First time Rocks have lost in 40 conference games. They fell to Moline in their opener, and one went to overtime. And Henry Hall said they actually played pretty well in that game and had some opportunities to win it. Lauren Livingston, now Riley Jenkins, top of the key, right wing to Chelsea Stevenson. Back to Riley Jenkins. So Lauren Livingston, left wing, puts it on the floor and nearly got it taken away. Puts it up off the glass, can't hit. Weak side rebound, Audrey Peck up off the glass and in.
Great job by Audrey Peck fighting for that rebound, and then she was able to hit the fadeaway.
Left side, this is Olivia Wright with it. Gives out high to Amari McDuffie, who's back in. Under 3 minutes to play quarter, 10-7 Rocks. McDuffie on the dribble. Right wing working against Riley Jenkins. Swings it over to Simmer, fakes a three and traveled with it. Faked one way, went the other way, picked up the pivot foot too quickly, the official says, and it goes back to the Streaks. So the Rocks switching up the defense. They're going to come out in the 2-3 this time. They do a 2-3, and they do a 1-3-1 zone, but they're doing a lot of pressure either way.
This is almost more of a 2-1-2 because they're fading the middle person up to the top of the key.
Got it. Audrey Peck down on the low block. Right side couldn't hit, but Lauren Livingston with a weak side rebound puts it up and in. She's got four. Make it 10-9 now, Rocks. 2:35 to play first quarter.
Well, Coach Hall definitely taught these girls how to play just about every zone you can think of.
Absolutely.
Because they just keep alternating.
Simmer drives in, gets tied up. Yep, good job by Lauren Livingston, tied her up, but the possession of her points toward the Rocks. Simmer bounced in there and took it down near her waist, and Lauren able to tie her up. It's going to go back to the Rocks. Left baseline, McDuffie will inbound. Back in is Winter. Inbounding McDuffie, 2:24 to play. Inbound, it goes awry, but it's pulled away by Olivia Wright. Now Simmer has it out high on the right side, hands off to McDuffie. She'll bring it out near the volleyball spike line. Now hands back off to Simmer. She'll bring it top of the key out high left side to Winter now on the left wing. Swing it back over to Freeman. Now right wing. This is Wright. Left side it goes to Simmer. Left wing McDuffie fakes a three. Kicks back out to Simmer. She'll fire the three out high left side. Airballs. It's going to fall out of bounds.
That was well short. That almost looked like one of those ones you shoot out at the playground when the strong wind catches it, knocks it down.
And isn't she one of them that had hit some key threes against us in the past couple of years? Hannah Simmer, she's going to get a break and go to the bench. In for the Rocks, back in is Emily Allison.
Riley.
Yep, Riley started to throw a pass and saw the lane close down and pulled the foot. Couldn't stop herself, so the Streaks turned it over with 1:51 to play in the quarter, trailing 10-9. Mari McDuffie will bring it across for the Rocks, working against Riley Jenkins. Right wing it goes to Wright. Wright back to McDuffie, top of the key, dribbles left, gets a pick from Freeman, down the left side of the lane, pulls it back out to the wing. Now gets another pick and gives to Freeman, a little pick and roll there. Freeman lays it up and in. She's got four, make it 12-9 Rocks. Quickly back the other way. Chelsea Stevenson, right baseline from Riley Jenkins, no good, but there with a rebound. Lauren Livingston can't hit, gets her own rebound again, can't hit. Audrey Peck with a rebound, gets fouled, no call, but she gets it back. Now Riley Jenkins for three, left wing, bounced off, no good. Audrey Peck, another offensive rebound. Lucky she didn't get called for the hook, but she's going to get pushed, and the foul's going to go against Emily Allison. Boy, the Streaks crashing the offensive glass there. They just can't get anything to fall.
Well, and this is one of the critiques of this girls squad in the early going here is they weren't doing a very good job at this, doing a great job tonight.
Chelsea Stevenson, three right baseline, in and out, no good. Rebound comes away to Olivia Wright for Rock Island. Rocky on the run. They didn't get anybody behind the Streaks defense that time. Out high left side, it goes to Allison. On the wing, knocked away by Kaylee Miller. Allison gets it back and gets to McDuffie out high on the left side near the center circle. Back to Allison with 50 seconds to play in the quarter. 12-9, Rocks lead. This is McDuffie on the dribble. Right side, gets picked. Hesitation dribble now. Lays it up and in. Streaks kind of fell asleep on that one.
Well, unfortunately, what happened was Lauren ended up throwing a screen there and got in the way of Riley Jenkins.
Lauren Livingston for three out high right side. Can't hit. Chelsea Stevenson with a rebound. Riley Jenkins back to Chelsea right baseline. She'll fire the three. No good. Weak side rebound comes down to Lauren Livingston. Lauren fade away off the glass. Can't hit. Audrey Peck with a rebound. Spins. Puts it up and good. That's four for Audrey. 14-11 with 13 seconds to play in the quarter. This is Allison out high on the left side to McDuffie in the center circle with 7 seconds to play. Now goes to Winter out high on the left side with three. I don't think she knows how much time is left. Now she's going to put up a runner just inside the free throw line. Missed it at the buzzer. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is the Rock Island Rocks 14, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
If trading in your car for a nicer, newer one at Galesburg Toyota has even entered your head, you gotta do it before January 1st. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why the rush, Tony? Because that's when the new state of Illinois car trade-in tax takes effect. So instead of paying no sales tax on your car's trade-in value like you do now, after January 1st, you'll pay sales tax on any trade-in value above $10,000. You still have time, but the window is closing. So hurry in and take advantage of no sales tax on your trade-in while you still can. I'm GM Tony Batson. Trade local, trade with confidence, trade in your car at Galesburg Toyota.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Congratulations to Chuck Hook of Galesburg, who unwrapped a $50 gift card to Big Cats Barbecue in Knoxville playing WGIL's Pick a Present. To find out how you can play, go to WGIL.com.
Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter. They turn it over, trailing 14-11. Oh, there's a travel. How'd you miss that one? Shot blocked by Riley Jenkins. Coming away with a rebound was Audrey Peck. It was Bree Williams on the run that got the shot blocked. Now Riley drives on the left side, gets hammered. Can't hit the shot. She's going to go to the free throw line, though, with two shots. Who are they going to call? Winter, maybe?
No, I think it's going to go in Hickman.
Sierra Hickman.
Sierra Hickman's first. And it realistically, if Hickman would just come out with her arm straight up, she might have been able to pull the charge or at the very least influence the shot. But she just came running straight out at Riley and ran right into her.
Riley Jenkins hits the first free throw. That's her first point of the ball game. Make it 14-12. Second shot up and make it 14-13. Streak trail 7:36 to play here in the first half. This is Williams, right side to Winter, and she traveled with it.
Five turnovers apiece for the two squads.
Everybody wants to pick up the pivot foot before they put the ball on the floor tonight. So we'll bring it back the other way. More of the 2-1-2 zone from Rock Island. Left side, Kaylee Miller. Left baseline to Arlita Brown.
The Streaks look baseline. The baseline's wide open on the weak side.
Kaylee Miller for three left baseline. Can't hit. Rebound comes down to Hannah Simmer for Rock Island. This is Simmer out high right side. Fires a three. That one's too strong. Rebound comes out long to Winter on the right baseline. Now to Williams to Simmer between the circles. Or excuse me, that's Allison. Now Williams back to Winter on the right wing. Under seven to play in the half. Bree Williams dribbles left. Goes to the left wing. Gets a pick from Simmer, who kind of pushed off on Riley Jenkins there. Now Winter top of the key to Simmer in the paint. Kicks out right baseline or right wing to Larson. She can't hit the three, but the rebound gets tapped out and Simmer runs it down. Now this is Larson, right wing to Winter. Now gets Simmer running down the right side lane, lays it up and in. They just kind of lull you to sleep on defense, playing around on the perimeter, and then they get somebody going down the lane.
Well, and the Streaks are trailing on all cuts. You can't do that. You either got to cut them off or you got to stay with them.
Riley Jenkins fires a three out high right side. Good! Her first basket of the night. She's got 5 points, and we're tied at 16 with 6:12 to play first half. Winter to Larson, left wing. Puts it on the floor, back to Winter, top of the key. Dribbles right, gets picked from Semmer, and that's going to be a foul on
Allison.
Yeah. She kind of she would have been fine, but she kind of leaned into, Riley or whoever it was. She kind of leaned into her as she set the pick.
Yeah, but I'll be honest, that's one of the weakest ones of those I've seen. Usually they let a lot go on those, but not there.
Lauren Livingston, Chelsea Stevenson back in as Kaylee Miller and Arlita Brown will get a break. Here's Lauren Livingston, left side, left baseline. It goes to Chelsea Stevenson. Same thing. She traveled with it. That's going to get called every time tonight. Morgan Freeman back in for Rock Island as she replaces Allison. Under six to play first half. We're tied at 16. McDuffie with the basketball for the Rocks out high on the right side. Out high left side, it goes to Winter. She fires a three. That's too strong. And a rebound fought for. Larson comes away with it to McDuffie. Out high to Simmer. She'll fire the three. Missed it. Rebound out long and off the hand of Cadence Leidick. And it's going to go back to the Rocks out far on the right baseline.
16-16. 5:38 left to go in the first half.
McDuffie to inbound out far on the right baseline. Simmer gets away again and missed the shot, though. Streak's got a break there. Lauren Livingston comes away with it.
Streak's got to quit leaving the cutters.
Chelsea Stevenson again, same thing. Took the pass, and before she went to put it on the floor, picked up the pivot foot.
At this point, it almost looks like the officials are looking for it from Chelsea, so she's got to be very mindful that when she moves there, she's got to make sure she gets that ball on the floor first.
Freeman with it to McDuffie. She'll take it to the left wing. High post left side, Simmer kicks out to Freeman. Now at high, it goes to Winter on the right side. Swing it to McDuffie out high on the left side near the volleyball spike line. Just over 5 minutes to play in the half, tied at 16. McDuffie on the dribble, nearly lost the handle on it. They're able to get it back. Right wing picks up, gives to Freeman out high right side. Bounces for Simmer down on the right block. She's got to kick it out left side to Larson. She fires a three, that's short, and gets her own rebound. And got inside and made the pass to Simmer, but foul on the pass. And
can't do that there. Chelsea's got to be mindful, and when she closes out there, she's got to make sure after the shot's up, she gets the box out.
Well, they called it on Lauren Livingston. That's actually the first foul on the streaks here tonight.
It's pretty amazing to get almost a quarter and a half, and that's the first one.
Inbound comes down to the right block to Winter. Shot blocked by Lauren Livingston. She just picked up her second foul. So now two team fouls and two fouls on Lauren Livingston. That quickly gets Arlita Brown up off the bench. And after the first free throw, she will replace Lauren Livingston. First free throw is attempted tonight for Rock Island. It will be Jemiah Winter. Tied at 16, 4:48 to play first half. Missed the first one. So Arlita Brown will come in to replace Lauren Livingston. Winter is a 5'10 junior.
What's that? Their first free throws of the game. And they're going to go one for two.
She hits the second, and the Rocks take a 17-16 lead, 4:45 to play in the half. Right baseline, Chelsea.
Oh, my gosh.
That time she
didn't even see that one.
Well, I did because she turned to make the pass, and she kind of slid 1 foot one way, the right foot toward the baseline, the other foot the other way as she turned. And, yeah, you're right. They're looking for it. They're just looking at her feet every time she touches the ball now.
Right, because that's what, her fourth? I think it's her fourth of the game.
Yeah. This is high post. Winter down on the right block to Simmer. Gets inside, lays it up and in.
Can't get bottom position there. The streaks keep letting that happen. We're going to get a timeout from Coach Massey.
As Simmer's got 10 points, full timeout, 4:22 to play first half. It's Rock Island 19, Galesburg 16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
PHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
You're looking for a house. Here's a heads up. There's a newly updated two-story in Galesburg that's ready for you to move right on in. Go to galesburg.info, keyword for sale by owner. Click on the Willard Street property for all the details. It's just what you're looking for.
For the first road trip of the season, the Galesburg boys basketball team heads to Quincy. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me at the Streaks pregame coverage tomorrow night at 7:06 on WGIL.
John Thiel, Jim, Todd Meredith there. Gibson Silver Street Girls Basketball here on WGIL. Western Big Six game. The Rock Island Rocks leading the streaks 19-16. It's been a lot of action, but also a bit of a turnover fest here so far.
Turnover and missed shots.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have, I just look at the rebounds. We already have one, two, three players in this game with six-plus rebounds.
Riley Jenkins to Lauren Livingston, left wing, fires a long three, got it! Oh, yeah, that is her second long basket tonight. Hopefully the lid's finally going to come off for Lauren. She's got seven, we're tied at 19. Right wing, this is Freeman with it, being hounded by Kaylee Miller, kicks it out to McDuffie. Now left wing, it goes to Winter, and some bright green shoes. We got purple shoes and green shoes out there, black shoes for the Rocks. So Simmer gets free again down the left side of the lane, lays it up and in. She's got 12, make it 21-19.
Well, the streaks have to be right. When she touches the ball, she's going to the rim.
Kaylee Miller left baseline, lost a handle on it, got knocked. Oh, boy, knocked away by Winter, but they're going to give it back to Rock Island. I didn't think Kaylee touched it again, but
nine turnovers now for the streaks.
So Winter has some bright, these look like University of Oregon football shoes.
Yeah.
Almost highlighter green. And she's got it at the free throw line. Got her foot inside the paint. Got to call 3 seconds. She's still in there. Finally kicks it out to Larson. She hits the three out high left side. Brooklyn Larson's first basket. Make it 24-19. Rocks. 3:24 to play first half. Right baseline. Chelsea Stevenson back to Riley Jenkins. Out high on the right side. Her pass is thrown away by Larson. Got to be mindful of those long arms and the length of Rock Island. Larson puts it up no good, and the only mistake Riley made there, she stood straight up, but she kind of slid into Larson.
She turned her hip into her.
First foul on Riley Jenkins. That will put Brooklyn Larson at the free throw line with two shots. Three team fouls now on the streaks with 3:12 to play in the half. Larson, a 5'9 junior, hits the first. So a lot of length and athleticism is going to be coming back for this Rock Island team.
Biggest lead of the game so far for the Rocks, six, now seven.
Larson hits both, and she's got five as Cadence Leidick's going to check back in for the streaks, and she'll give Chelsea Stevenson a break. 26-19 Rocks with 3:12 to play here in the first half. Riley Jenkins to set for the streaks against 2-1-2 zone. Lauren Livingston left side, gives to Kaylee Miller down in the left corner. Bottled up, now gets free, and now has it knocked away. Gets it back, bounces for Audrey Peck down the left block. Turns, and she tried to bounce for Cadence Leidick. It got knocked away, and it's going to be picked up by McDuffie in front of the Rock Island bench.
Too many passes there.
Gets to Freeman running the floor, missed the shot. Oh, no,
nope.
It went in. Boy, I thought she was going to miss it. It bounced all over the rim and finally fell through for Morgan Freeman, and she's got six. And now a timeout called, 30-second timeout by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Rock Island has now jumped out to a 9-point lead, 28-19.
And it's powered on 9-0 run that they're on right now. The Streaks turning the ball over too many times. They're up to 11 turnovers already in this game. And, you know, Tom, the other thing is when they get down, they're looking very disjointed at the offensive end right now. Early in the game, we saw some great ball movement to get open threes and other open looks. And now the Streaks kind of are getting bottled up and making lackadaisical passes.
What I was going to say early on, that down on the sides of that zone, yeah, we were getting really good ball movement, getting some good looks. And maybe some tougher passes from the top, but now what's happening, we're getting trapped and just not handling it the way we were early on down on the one side or the other.
Right, exactly. And you know, the other thing is, against the zone, you want to quickly move the ball back and forth to make the zone move, and the Streaks aren't doing that. They're getting the ball stuck in the corners.
Lauren Livingston out high on the right side, fakes, penetrates, kicks down to Audrey Peck, and she can't hang on, and it's going to go out of bounds. Streaks turn it over. 2:32 to play first half. Streaks now trail 28-19. Rocks with a chance to take a double-digit lead here. McDuffie. Now, see, how can you not call that, Carrie? She caught it on her hip. And a steal by Cadence Leidick. Cadence down against Simmer. Bounces for Lauren Livingston. Back to Cadence. Up off the glass and good.
Great
outstanding
play.
Fast break. Three passes. They're a really nice job by both of them. This is Simmer out high on the right side. 28-21 Rocks. 2:05 to play in the half. Started all by the great defensive play by Cadence Leidick. McDuffie's going to pull it out. She's got it out near midcourt, left of the center circle. High post, it goes to Winter at the free throw line. Now it's Larson. She'll fire the three out high right side. Short. Rebound comes out long to Kaylee Miller for the streaks. She gives to Riley Jenkins. Riley runs it across the center circle to Lauren Livingston. Left wing. Penetrates. Kicks to Kaylee Miller to Riley Jenkins. Top of the key.
Streaks right. Got to move. They're all standing still.
Riley, top of the key. Penetrates the zone. Now gets to Caden Slidek. Right baseline. She'll fire the 18-footer. Too strong. Rebound tapped up and fought for. That should go back to the Streaks. Yeah, that's off of Winter as she tapped it. She and Kaylee Miller went up for it, and Winter knocked it away. Back in for Rock Island is Hickman and Wright, as Larson and Winter will get a break. 1:26 to play in the half, 28-21 Rocks. Lauren Livingston inbound to Kaylee Miller. Long three left wing. Oh, just too strong right on the mark, but the rebound comes down to McDuffie for Rock Island. McDuffie on the dribble, free throw line. Kicks to the left baseline to Wright. She'll fire the three-pointer, missed it. And a rebound to Simmer once again. She'll kick back out to Wright on the left wing. Swing it over right wing to Freeman. Now they missed. She got away with that travel. Now a foul's going to be called on Riley Jenkins. That's going to be her second foul. Yeah, that was the one time they haven't called that tonight, as Freeman took off from the right wing, and she took that pivot foot up before she put the ball on the floor.
Yeah, it's clear that they're watching certain players right now and definitely missed that one.
So Morgan Freeman at the free throw line missed the first one. Arlita Brown in. She'll replace Lauren Livingston with 105 to play in the half. Streaks trailing 28-21. Freeman is a 5'8 senior for the Rocks. Second shot bounces high, no good, and the rebound's going to go off of Hickman out of bounds, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Also in for the Rocks for the first time tonight is Gracie Sims, a 5'6 senior. She replaces Morgan Freeman. 2-on-2 zone again. Riley Jenkins across on the right side to Kaylee Miller out high on the left side. Swing it back to Riley on the left wing with 53 seconds to play. Now Kaylee Miller between the circles. Left wing to Caden Slidek. Down to Audrey Peck. Left block. Turns. Puts it up. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Simmer.
I like the idea, though.
Yeah,
they got the ball
in square, though.
Right. You know. They got the ball down inside to Audrey. She just has to square up the shoulders and use the glass.
Yeah, she kind of went up and tried to turn going up into the air. 30 seconds to play. Streaks trail 28-21. Hickman out high right side for the Rocks. And a steal by Kaylee Miller. Kaylee on the run right side. Lays it up and got it. Nice defensive play and finish by Kaylee Miller. She's got five. Make it 28-23 with 17 seconds to play. Quickly down the other way. Simmer gets behind the defense again. Lays it up and in. She has got 14 of Rock Island's 30. Seven to play. And now the Streaks are going to turn it over. Nope, they're going to say it went off Simmer last as she was fighting for the ball with Caden Slidek, who had lost the handle on it.
Yeah, the good thing for Caden is she lost the ball back into play, and it hit Simmer before it went out of play.
So Kaylee Miller inbound in front of the Rock Island bench, and it comes to Riley Jenkins. 3 seconds to play. Riley with two, with one. She's going to penetrate, gets off a 15-footer left baseline, can't hit. We have played one half of basketball. It is the Rock Island Rocks 30, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 23. We'll come back and talk more about this one. Run time down our halftime scoreboard. We'll have halftime stats and more. Streaks trail 30-23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Clark Howard.
This is Clark Howard.
What you don't know about investing and saving for the future can really hurt you. If you go to one of the discounters, Charles Schwab, Fidelity Investments, and Vanguard, which are the big three discounters, the costs are going down to the lowest prices ever. At the same time, full price places like insurance companies and full commission stockbrokers have kept their fees sky high.
Clark Howard, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with a mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
Harvest time is here, and more farmers are taking a look at the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado at YEM. With a new engine, new trim, and a whole new look, the new 2019 Silverado is lighter, has more cargo room, and a range of new features. They've even upgraded the corner step bumpers to accommodate steel-toed boots. From farm to freeway, see what makes the all-new Silverado as flexible as you need it to be at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. We are at halftime of the Galesburg Silver Streaks trail. The Rock Island Rocks 30-23. The Rocks led at the end of the first quarter 14-11. They outscored the Streaks 16-12 in that second quarter. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Well, the other action, first off, the Galesburg sophomores are a winner here tonight. They defeated the Rocks 47-44. The other Western Big Six games tonight have Geneseo playing at Alleman. The Maple Leafs 1-0 in the conference, Alleman 0-1. Geneseo 6-0 on the year, Alleman is 1-6. Quincy is at United Township. Quincy off to a 2-1 start, 1-0 in the conference. United Township has really, really struggled. They're 1-5 overall, 0-1 in the Big Six. It could be a good one. Moline hosting Sterling tonight. The Golden Warriors just 2-2, 1-0 in the conference. They beat Alleman week one. Moline at 7-0 overall. They're 1-0 in the Western Big Six Conference. Coming up Saturday, of course, the Streaks are going to play at United Township. Two other conference games. This should be a good one. Geneseo hosting Rock Island on Saturday afternoon. That could be a really, really interesting contest. And then Moline will play at Alleman on Saturday afternoon as well. So, crazy schedule with the Streaks playing five straight conference games. I don't know that that's ever happened. Probably not.
Right.
it's just the weird schedule with the Saturday conference game. So we got tonight, Saturday, next Thursday, Saturday, and the following Thursday. All Western Big Six conference games before we have the Streaks invitational.
Have you asked Coach Massey about that? Does he like that, or does he?
It makes
easier.
Yeah, it does. And they just said it's going to be interesting and make for more intense Saturdays. Both he and Henry Hall kind of said the same thing. You know, preparation's kind of the same. But it's short prep for a conference game, though, after a Thursday night. That's the big problem with it, what Henry Hall indicated. Now, here's what else is coming up here on WGIL. Tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys basketball team will be in action. They will open up the Western Big Six Conference season on the road. They'll get it out of the way right away. Brad and Steve will take a trip down to Quincy to play the Blue Devils tomorrow night. And we'll have it for you here around 7:10 for the pregame, 7:30 tip here on WGIL. Now, the boys have Saturday off. The girls, as we mentioned, will play at United Township. And we will have that one right here. And that will be about 12:10 for the pregame, 12:30 tip. So the Saturday games are a little bit earlier. I will be on assignment on Saturday. Brad Benowitz is going to be in the chair here with Eric Gibson from United Township at a table at the end of the floor.
Yeah.
Like always. Let's see. What else do we have coming up? We got the boys on Friday night, girls on Saturday afternoon. And then we have got, I'm going to find the right part of my schedule here. Nope, I'm on the wrong page of that one. That's January. So looking for the rest of the schedule. The Illini, where are they at? I know I have.
They're playing Saturday at 4 o'clock against Maryland.
Okay, Maryland.
At Maryland.
3 o'clock pregame for that one, and that's, of course, basketball. The regular season over for football. So, the Maryland Terrapins and the Fighting Illini, 3 o'clock pregame here on WGIL. And then also Tuesday night, here's a weird thing. Conference game for the boys Tuesday night. They will play at host Sterling next Tuesday night. So, yeah, it's just a crazy schedule this year. All right, our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks trail 30-23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Time to bring it inside.
Enter the doghouse!
Time to bring your
game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Stray Cat Art, open daily on Historic Seminary Street, where the unusual and one-of-a-kind creations from area artists make great gifts for everyone on your list. Stray Cat is where it's at. Cloudy tonight, low 31. Sunny tomorrow, high of 39. Clear and 23 tomorrow night. Saturday, sunny and 43. Water is being shut off for the entire city of Knoxville. Once it gets back on, a boil order will be in effect for at least a day or two. Right now, it's 46 degrees at WGIL.
Get an extra advantage when you play WGIL's Pick a Present by signing up for our email clues at WGIL.com.
Halftime, the Galesburg Silver Street Trail to Rock on the Rocks, 30-23. Our halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC. Well, for the streak, scoring wise, 7 points for Lauren Livingston, a three and a couple of twos, five for Riley Jenkins on a three and a couple of free throws, five for Kaylee Miller on a three and a two, four for Audrey Peck on a couple of baskets, two for Cadence Lydick on a basket, 3 3-pointers, two for two from the line. For the Rocks, it was Hannah Simmer, 14 points, all on seven baskets, 2 points for Amari McGuffey, three for Jemiah Winter, five for Brooklyn Larson, six for Morgan Freeman off the bench, 1 3-pointer, three for six from the free throw line.
Well, 7 turnovers for Rocky. The Streaks turned the ball over 12 times, so that's a definite issue for the Streaks going forward. 19 rebounds for the Streaks, 18 for Rocky. Streaks 13 offensive rebounds to 7 for Rocky. But the big difference here is in the shooting. Rocky 12 of 17 from inside the arc. So only missed 5 shots from inside the arc, 1 of 11 from downtown. So they're good for 13 of 28 from the field. Streaks, on the other hand, just 9 of 32. They've missed 11 from inside the arc. They're 3 of 15 from downtown.
And part of the problem with that, those shots that they've gotten inside the arc are point blank and many of them uncontested.
Right. Well, and the Streaks just have to understand that they're doing a lot of curl cuts, and anytime they can, they're going to cut past the Streaks and go right to the rim.
Halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial agent with Edward Jones, member SIPC. By the way, Bears and Cowboys underway. Cowboys have jumped out to a 7-0 lead already in that one fairly early in the first quarter.
Yeah, just under 6 minutes left to go in the first quarter. 9-minute drive to open for the Cowboys.
Rock Island with a basketball to start the second half. This is Larson, top of the key, and her pass stolen away. Tried to get the Simmer rolling to the basket. Lauren Livingston comes up with a steal. Chelsea Stevens and Streaks, I think, got away with one. I think that ball bounced on the sideline or out of bounds, but the official didn't see it. Riley Jenkins now between the circles. Kaylee Miller. Right corner, it goes to Riley Jenkins. She'll bring it back out to the wing. Kicks out to Kaylee Miller on high right side. Back to Riley on the wing. Goes right baseline, penetrates, swings it over to Chelsea Stevens and sets for three. Short. Rebound comes down to Allison for Rock Island. Down court, it goes to Larson on the left wing. Larson penetrates, leans in, kicks it to Allison left baseline from 15. No good. Weak side rebound to Winter, and she puts it up and in. Got the inside position. Now she's got five and make it 32-23, our first palindrome of the night, but we don't like to be on the downside of it.
Yeah, Streaks have got to recognize there. Somebody's got to get in front of Winter because she likes to get those rebounds. She's up to, I guess she's only got three. It's Simmer that's really dominating. She's got eight.
And the Streaks turn it over. It's Simmer that comes up with a steal. Two-on-one break. Nice bounce pass to Larson running the floor. No other Streak got back. Kaylee Miller was there. And Simmer lays it up and in. She's got, Larson that laid it up and in. She's got seven. Make it 34-23 Rocky. And now the Streaks turn it over. Pass to the right wing, right side. And Chelsea Stevenson went up for it and came down on the sideline.
Biggest deficit of the game for the Streaks at 11.
6:23 to play, third quarter. High post, free throw line. This is Simmer. Turns and faces up. Down on the right block. It goes to Winter. Fakes, puts it up. Blocked by Audrey Peck. But Winter somehow got it back. Now Larson, right baseline, penetrates and puts up the runner and good. Larson now with nine and make it 36-23 Rocks. Can't let him get too far away at this point. Nice dump down from Lauren Livingston to Audrey Peck, but the pass was a little bit low, and Audrey got tied up by Simmer. It's going to go back to the Streaks.
Well, the issue there was Lauren threw the ball down around Audrey's waist. If she would have thrown it up about head high, Audrey could have caught it and put it right up in one motion.
How's that our ball? We had the ball to start the second half, didn't we? Chelsea Stevenson for three on the inbound left baseline. Good. That's her first basket of the ball game.
No,
they have it. Okay.
Yeah, we came out.
Oh, that's right.
It
came this way. That's right. Now it's Winter for three left wing. And going over the back, no call.
Yeah, we got a call across the floor.
Oh, are they going to call? Oh, they're going to call Kaylee Miller. Allison was over the back of Lauren Livingston. Kaylee Miller was there and went up, but I don't think that's a good call. That's first foul on Kaylee, first foul on the team foul in the second half. Inbound comes to Allison, can't hit the shot. Kaylee Miller with a rebound. She'll bring it across herself. Gets to Lauren Livingston, left wing. She'll go baseline. Stop, pulled up with a 10-footer. Way too strong. Rebound comes down weak side to Larson for Rock Island. Larson on the run. Down the right side of the lane. Hesitation. Kicks out to McDuffie. Now it's Simmer. Top of the key to Winter. She fires a three. Too strong. And the rebound comes down and a tie-up with Kaylee Miller and Simmer. And the possession arrow points towards the Rocks as Arlita Brown and Cadence Leidick will check in and give Audrey Peck and Chelsea Stevenson a break with 5:19 to play in the third. Streaks trailing 36-26. McDuffie to inbound from the left baseline for Rock Island. And it comes to Allison, left wing. Swing it over to Winter out high on the right side. Right wing to McDuffie. McDuffie finds Larson going down the right side lane. She has to kick it back out. Ball got tapped and goes out of bounds off of Riley Jenkins. McDuffie will inbound from in front of the Rock Island bench. Winter hands off to McDuffie. She'll bring it to the left and hand off to Allison. She goes top of the key, gives to Simmer out high left side.
Ooh,
push
yep.
on Kaylee Miller. Yeah, she came up.
And closed out a little quick there.
Yeah, and I don't think it wasn't like an intentional let me shove you out of the way. I just think she was like.
Yeah, Kaylee was just trying to stop her momentum, and she grabbed her. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, that was all that needed to happen.
Yeah, and that was just the everybody in the gym was watching those two at that point, I think. So that's the second foul on Kaylee, second team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. Allison gives to Simmer on the right wing, fakes left, goes baseline, kicks back out to Allison. Bad pass, Allison able to run it down, gets to McDuffie out right of the center circle. Now to Allison, right wing. Oh, cut off by Lauren Livingston. I don't like that call because Lauren got there and Allison kind of put the shoulder down into her, but that call's more often than not going to go against the defender. That's three on Lauren Livingston now. 4:42 to play here in the third quarter. 36-26, Rocks lead. Free throw line, this is Winter. She traveled with it, and she really shuffled the feet before she put it on the floor. She moved both of them. Streaks try to cut it to single digits here with 4.5 minutes to play in the third. Kaylee Miller left baseline to Lauren Livingston. Lauren puts it on the floor, looks for help. Now penetrates, kicks to Cadence Leidick at the free throw line. She'll dribble down the right side lane. The runner up, no good, but she's going to be fouled. And is it going to go against Simmer or Larson? They call Larson that time. That's her second foul. And that will put Cadence Leidick at the free throw line with two shots. She's got 2 points on a basket in the second quarter. 4:19 to play here in the third. And the Streaks now trail by nine as Cadence Leidick hits the first. Audrey Peck back in. She's going to replace Lauren Livingston, who's got 3 fouls. Henry Hall is going to send Morgan Freeman and who else? Let's see, Olivia Wright back in. They'll replace Allison and Larson. 36-27, Rocks, 4:19 to play, third quarter. Second shot, Cadence Leidick, too strong. Rebound, Audrey Peck. Now it's out of the key, Riley Jenkins. Back to Kaylee Miller, left baseline. Inside it goes to Audrey Peck, gathers herself up off the glass, too strong. Rebound comes down to Simmer.
She was too open.
Yeah. And that time she had to gather. She had to bounce to gather because the ball was slipping out of her hand, so she had to bounce at that time. Now it's Simmer down on the right block, turns, puts it up, and got it. Streaks were there defensively after she caught it, but they weren't there before she caught it to prevent that. 16 for Simmer. And make it 38-27, back to an 11-point lead for Rock Island. Kaylee Miller left baseline. They close out on her. Top of the key, it goes to Riley Jenkins. And her pass was...
I thought it got tipped.
Yeah, I don't think Caden saw that. I think Simmer had tipped the ball, and Caden Slidek tried to run it down to the corner. Couldn't get to it, so the Streaks turned it over. I think if she would have let it go, it would have been five. I don't think she saw that it got tipped.
15 turnovers now for the Streaks.
Right wing, this is Olivia Wright for Rock Island. Out high, Duffy, top of the key, dribbles left.
Gets Simmer. No foul.
That. Wow.
Wow.
Simmer, that's kind of a cross check she put on Riley Jenkins.
Well,
McDuffie, I think.
Right. You either have to call the foul on Simmer, who hit Riley, or you got to call the foul on Riley, who hit McDuffie.
And neither one of them got called. They just called the turnover. McDuffie went flying, and the ball went out of bounds. Lauren Livingston back in with three fouls, 3:24 to play here in the third quarter. Chelsea Stevenson back in as well. Riley Jenkins to Caden Slidek, right wing. Free throw line, Lauren Livingston. Gets to Chelsea Stevenson, left baseline to Riley Jenkins, top of the key, down the left side of the lane. And her pass stolen away by Winter. Those long arms have bothered the Streaks. McDuffie on the dribble, brings it back out near the center circle. 3 minutes to play, third quarter, 38-27 Rocks. Freeman to McDuffie.
Got away with
right.
That hop.
And Simmer did the same thing that time. She's leaning in with both arms and leaning into as she's setting the pick. Now Simmer gets it down the left block. Missed the shot, but a weak side rebound comes down to Winter. She puts it up and in, she is fouled.
Streaks have got to make it a priority to get on the boards. They did such a good job in that first half, and now going the other way and just giving up all kinds of offensive rebounds.
First foul on Audrey Peck. Jemiah Winter to the free throw line. Chance at the three-point play, and she converts. She's got eight. Make it 41-27 Rock Island. Chelsea Stevenson, left wing. Caden Slidek goes to the baseline. Bounces for Audrey Peck. Kicks back out to Lauren Livingston. Lauren looking for some help. Bounces for Audrey Peck. Gets knocked away. Simmer knocks it out of the way, and it's going to go back to the Streaks on the left baseline. Not really having an effect on the game, but it bothers me that they're not calling Simmer for an offensive foul
right.
on those picks, because she's leaning with both arms and she's kind of coming in and hitting who she's setting the pick for. Winter blocks Riley Jenkins' three-point attempt from the left baseline. Now it's Simmer left wing to Wright. Wright gives to McDuffie out high right side with 2:12 to play. Free throw line, Simmer. To Freeman, now left wing, it's Wright. Wright brings it back out between the circles with 2:02 to play. Rocks with a 41-27 lead here in the third quarter. Under 2 minutes to play. Right wing, it's Olivia Wright. Swing it to Simmer out on the left side. Hands off to McDuffie. Picks it up, back to Simmer on the roll. Simmer puts it up, no, but foul's going to be called on Riley Jenkins. And that's going to be her third foul. And Hannah Simmer will go to the free throw line with two shots. First time she's been to the line tonight. And you say that's surprising because all her shots have pretty much come point blank, but they were all pretty much wide open, though. She got behind
right.
the defense most of the times, which is what happened there, too.
Well, she's 8 of 14 from the field, 8 of 11 from inside the arc.
And hits the first free throw. Back in for Rock Island is Sierra Hickman. She replaces Jemiah Winter. 1:46 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 42-27. Second shot for Simmer is up and good as well. Caden Slidek, right wing to Riley Jenkins out high right side. Fires a three. That's way off the mark, way short, and it's going to fall out of bounds.
Now, she doesn't seem to have her touch right now. I don't know if that block shot kind of got into her head or...
Now Coach Masters is going to give her a break for the last minute 36 of the quarter. Kaylee Miller back in. Arlita Brown back in. And she'll replace Audrey Peck. 1:36 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trailing 43-27.
You know, Tom, the Streaks tied this game up at 19. From that point, it's been a 24-8 game for Rocky.
Now a steal by Caden Slidek. Hopefully this will spark him. Caden down the left side, drives in. Runner up off the glass and in. I don't know how she did that. Had two defenders there, and I think they got a hand on the ball initially, and she comes across the right side and puts it up and in.
Well, what I liked there was she took her inside hand, made sure she was clear. The offensive player went, now here's your offensive foul.
Oh, there we go.
It's going to go on Hickman, though.
That's Simmer, but yeah, Hickman with the illegal pick. Sierra Hickman.
They must have heard you from up here. They were looking for it.
That's her second foul. And two team fouls on the Rocks. Oh, Riley Jenkins back in now. Coach Massey gets her in. 1:06 to play. Riley's got it left of the center circle. 43-29. Riley, top of the key. Penetrates left side. Kicks out to Kaylee. Left wing. Back to Riley, top of the key. Right wing, Cadence. Now Riley, top of the key with 60 to play. Down the left side, and a push is going to be called on Bree Williams.
Well, right there, and Kaylee went and told Riley, she's like, I was wide open in the corner. You got to swing that basketball against the zone.
And, yes, that quick pass, because initially she threw it over there, closed out on her quickly, but that time they wouldn't have been able to get there quick enough.
Now, here's where you can swing it quick.
Yep.
Nope. And, but,
yeah, you take that dribble, that's too late. Kaylee swings it over to Cadence, right wing from 15, in and out, no good. And fighting for the rebound, Lauren Livingston. Then she's going to pick up her fourth foul, though. That is four on Lauren Livingston, and that is 16 fouls down the streaks here in the third quarter with 30.9 to play. And quickly, Audrey Peck up, and she'll replace Lauren Livingston.
Well, what's happening, Tom, is Sierra Hickman's getting sucked into the lane, and she's slow on the closeout, but you've got to swing the ball right away. And I think that's what Kaylee had gone and told Riley, hey, swing it right away to me, and I'll be open. But after she took the dribble, it gave Sierra Hickman enough time to recover.
Yeah, that dribble is enough to allow the defense to shift where they need to be. 16 seconds to play. Williams between the circles picks up now with 13. This is Freeman with it out high right side with 10. Goes to the free throw line. Left wing to Williams with 5. Williams to Freeman. Freeman penetrates in the paint. Runner is up. No good. Rebound comes down to
nobody.
Well, Simmer had a hand on, then lost it. We have played three quarters of basketball. Rocks in control here. It is Rock Island 43. Galesburg 29. We'll come back for the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Silver Streak's Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Take charge of your wallet and your future with advice from Clark Howard. Weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
8 minutes to play from John Field Gym. Tom Erdith there. Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks, will have the ball to start the fourth quarter, trailing 43-29. Chicago Bears had it. Getting ready to score, and Mitchell Trubisky threw an interception right on the goal line.
Threw it right to the Cowboys.
Wow. Now, ball gets tapped away by Simmer. Going to go back to the Streaks in front of their own bench. It'll be Kaylee Miller to inbound. 7:50 to play in the ball game, and it comes to Riley Jenkins. Streaks need to get a rally going here. High post left side. Lauren Livingston tried to bounce it to Audrey Peck, but the defense closed out, knocked it away, and Rock Island comes up with another steal. Larson, left baseline to Winter. She brings it out to the wing, swings it to McDuffie out high right side. Now at the free throw line, this is Allison. Allison goes right.
And we're going to get a bump on Riley.
Foul before the shot goes up, and that's going to be four now on Riley Jenkins. With 7:27 to play in the ballgame. So Lauren Livingston with four fouls, Riley Jenkins with four fouls.
Yeah, not a good scenario for the Streaks. Two of your starters in severe foul trouble now.
17 fouls now, so one in bonus. The Rocks will shoot free throws the rest of the game. Emily Allison missed it, though. And now two Streaks going after the rebound, and it goes out of bounds. Neither one of them can pull it in. Well, it's one of those nights when nothing's going right for you. Now Coach Massey's going to call a timeout, and this will be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 7:25 to play. It's Rock Island 43, Galesburg 29. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL on WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at TempletonRoofing.com.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Christmas in Action, United Way of Knox County, and the St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry. To nominate your favorites, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
7:25 to play in the ball game. The Rock Island Rocks lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks 43-29. Streaks have just not been able to get it cranked up offensively since early in the ball game.
No, and you know, we saw really good ball movement at the beginning. They were moving the zone all over the place, and then the Streaks have kind of gone away from that. And unfortunately, I don't know, they had a lot of missed shots at the beginning. Maybe they got discouraged that they weren't hitting their shots, but it was working. You were getting open looks.
They got outscored 13-6 in the third quarter. Rock Island with it. This is Larson on the right wing to McDuffie between the circles. Comes top of the key, stops at the left elbow, now pulls it out and gives to Larson out high left side. Swing it to Simmer, right baseline. She penetrates, runner is up, good, and she's fouled. Kaylee Miller picks up the foul. That's going to be her third foul now.
Well, and again, the Streaks are getting burned on these closeouts, Tom. Right there, Lauren Livingston closed out and was ready to try to block a three-point shot, but Simmer is just killing them inside, so she waited till Lauren got close and went right by her. Put Kaylee in a bad position, and Kaylee picks up the foul.
Simmer converts the traditional three-point play. She's got 21 of the Rocks, 46. Make it 46-29 with under 7 minutes to play. And Turns it over again. Lauren Livingston tried to swing it over to Chelsea Stevens, and then that one went about three rows up in the crowd. Just a little bit too much on that. And coach is going to give her a break, and Arlita Brown will check in. McDuffie to the free throw line to Allison. Gives it to Larson out high right side. Larson to McDuffie to Simmer on the left wing. Now to McDuffie between the circles, dribbles right down the right side of the lane. The runner up off the glass, no good. Rebound Arlita Brown for the Streaks. Riley Jenkins on the run. Streaks trying to get across that 30-point threshold to Chelsea Stevens.
Oh my gosh.
Lost a handle on it.
That was... The last two turnovers, Tom, just have been dreadful.
Allison from straight on can't hit the 17-footer. Audrey Peck with a rebound for the Streaks. It gets knocked away from behind by Simmer, and Larson comes up with it. Now Audrey Peck knocks it away, but it's going to go out of bounds, and the Rocks will have it back.
20 Simmer, turnovers now for the Streaks.
Simmer is absolutely everywhere for this Rocks team. 6:13 to play. It'll be McDuffie to inbound from the left baseline for the Rocks. And they get it into Simmer down on the right block. Missed the shot, though. Rebound comes down to Riley Jenkins. Streaks actually defended it pretty well. They got the pass over the top, but the defense was there. Riley down the left side of the lane to Kaylee Miller, left wing. Fires a three. Bounces high, no good. Rebound comes down to Winter, and she traveled with it as she spun to pull it away from the jump ball, and they didn't see it. Now a three-pointer from the left wing from Larson is no good, and on the rebound, Simmer and Chelsea Stevens will get tied up, and the possession arrow points toward Rock Island. Olivia Wright checking back in. She'll replace Amari McDuffie with 5:51 to play. Streaks trailing 46-29.
Streaks yet to score here in the fourth.
Wright inbound, and it comes to Winter. Mid-block, splits the defenders. Wow. Right side, lays it up and in.
It's a nice-looking move.
Jemiah Winter with 10 now for the Rocks, and they lead 48-29. 5:36 to play. Riley Jenkins down the left side of the lane. Got away with the travel there.
but cut it
up off the glass and in. First basket of the fourth quarter for the Streaks. First basket for Riley in the second half. Make it 48-31. It's good to see us get out of the out of that 20-point area. Now driving down the left side was Larson, but a foul is going to be called.
Chelsea Stevenson,
I believe. Yeah, yep. Or no. Yeah, it was Chelsea. Okay, that is her first. 19 fouls on the Streaks. Brooklyn Larson to the free throw line with two shots. Misses the first with 5:20 to play.
Now 2 for 3 from the stripe.
Caden Slidick, and also checking in Lily Hudgens for the Streaks as Kaylee Miller and Chelsea Stevenson get a break. Second shot up, and that's good for Larson. 49-31 Rocks, 5:15 to play in the ball game. High post, Arlita Brown, free throw line, back to Riley Jenkins, top of the key, left wing, Lily Hudgens puts on the floor, back to Riley Jenkins,
no foul
down the left side. Kicks to Lily on the wing. She'll penetrate. Puts up the 15-footer. Blocked, I think. I don't know if it was Winter or Wright that got a hand on her. Now Simmer bounces for Larson. Left wing. Drives in.
Travel.
Hander. And, put it up. I don't know how you missed that.
Just dropped her shoulder and ran through.
51-31. Biggest lead of the ball game. Arlita Brown, 15-footer is no good. Rebound comes down to Larson for the Rocks. They're on the run again. Larson lost her footing and fell and was able to bounce the ball to Simmer, and Henry Hall calls a full timeout. 4:34 to play. It's Rock Island 51, Galesburg 31. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
4:34 to play at John Thiel Gym. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, Rock Island with a 20-point lead, 51-31. Well, better news for the Bears. They've tied it up at 7 now. Are they still in the first quarter?
Second
quarter now.
Early second.
Bears and Cowboys Thursday Night Football. Morgan Freeman in for the Rocks, being guarded by Camellia Schwartzman, who's in for the Streaks. And Camellia comes up with the ball after Arlita Brown knocked it away. Riley Jenkins, the only starter on the floor for the Streaks. Lily Hudgens, left wing, picks up, looks for help, gets to Riley Jenkins out high left side. Swing it to Caden Slidick. Now going down the right side lane, Arlita Brown up off the glass and in. Now that was back to the kind of ball movement we saw early in the game from the Streaks.
Yeah, we saw a great ball movement at the beginning of the game, and that's what it looked like.
Now the shot missed by Larson. Hickman saves it inbounds, but it goes right to Caden Slidick, and the Streaks will bring it the other way. Riley Jenkins out near midcourt.
Now they're looking to trap, it looks like, at the top.
Yeah, that's for him. Come out that far defensively the entire game. Lily Hudgens for three, left wing, short. Rebound comes out long to Riley Jenkins. Top of the key, dribbles right now. Hesitation down the right side, lays it up, and no call. Now, finally a call. I didn't think they're going to blow the whistle. And Riley Jenkins is going to go to the free throw line with two shots. Who did they call? Was it Hickman or Wright? I think Olivia Wright. Oh, no, it was Sierra Hickman. That's her third foul. Riley Jenkins to the free throw line with two shots. First one is good. Make it 51-34. 3.5 minutes to play in the ball game. McDuffie back in. She replaces Larson. Looks like
the band is definitely still into it.
Yeah. Marnie Rivas is set to check in for the Streaks. Second shot for Riley is up. Missed that one. Camellia Schwartzman with the rebound. Puts it up and gets fouled. And Camellia Schwartzman's going to go to the free throw line with two shots.
Did they call that on the shot?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wright with the foul. That's her first. And Camellia Schwartzman to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks.
This is the first.
Armani Rivas checks in. She'll replace Riley Jenkins. So Coach Massey's decided to let his starters watch the rest of this one, it looks like. Camellia Schwartzman, second shot. Oh, too strong. Arlita Brown with the offensive rebound. Can't get the putback to fall. And Hickman comes down with it for the Rocks. 3:20 to play. Quickly back the other way. Freeman swings it over to Allison. Top of the key, McDuffie. Still two starters in there for Rock Island at this point. This is Freeman with it. Right wing. Goes to Hickman. She'll hand off to McDuffie. McDuffie left wing. Back to Hickman on the give and go. High off the glass, no good. Rebound to Arlita Brown for the Streaks. It's Lily Hudgens. Lily with the rebound. She'll bring it down. Her pass gets knocked away and stolen by McDuffie. McDuffie back the other way. Armani Rivas got there to bother her, and she missed a shot. But the rebound comes down to Wright, and we're going to have a tie-up. Nice hustle by Armani Rivas and Arlita Brown for the Streaks. Yeah, they could have easily just let McDuffie have that layup, but Armani Rivas got back quickly, bothered her. Arlita Brown there to
One thing that Armani Rivas won't do, and it's not hustle. She gets up and down the floor. She wants to be involved in the plays. She might not be the biggest girl on the floor, but she definitely plays really hard.
Yep, doesn't back down either. Megan Rohn in the ball game. She replaces Arlita Brown. This is Lily Hudgens between the circles. Right wing, Cadence Leidick from 15, short. And the rebound, Allison. I'm not sure exactly what she did. She just scooped it out. Yeah. Left wing, this is Freeman for the Rocks. 2:20 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail 51-34. This is Allison. Give and go. Hickman knocked away by Rohn, but Allison gets it back, puts it up, can't hit. Rebound comes down off the hands of Megan Rohn. I thought they'd call the over the back on Sierra Hickman, but they did not.
They haven't called it over in the back but once this entire game, and it was against us. So.
Yeah. And in that case, we were possibly over the back of somebody who was over
right.
Our back. But. McDuffie to inbound, and it comes to Allison. Back to McDuffie on the right wing. Now to Allison down on the block. Spins, puts it up, and got it. Nice
That's her
move there
first bucket of the game.
By Allison. Not bad defense from Megan Rohn, but Allison gets a shot up and in. 53-34, Rocks under two to play.
Leidick put a little high there.
Yeah, tried to get it to Megan Rohn, overthrew her. And the Streaks turned it over with 1:52 to play. In for Rock Island is Tanya Nimmers, a 5'8 junior. Also checking back in, Bree Williams, a 5'5 senior. 53-34, Rock Island leads. 1:48 to play in the ball game. Williams, and she traveled with it. So the Streaks will get it back with 1:45 to play. Camellia Schwartzman in.
I just realized Rocky has their cheerleaders here, too. I didn't hear from them all game.
Armani Rivas they're going to say she was on the line. Long two-pointer from the left side. Armani puts it up and in. 53-36, a minute 32 to play.
And a steal.
Well, Armani with a steal down the right side. She's going to lay it up and too strong. But there with the rebound is Cadence Leidick, and she gets fouled from behind by Bree Williams. Well, if nothing else, Armani Rivas makes something happen when she gets in there.
Well, and she does such a great job. She's just like Cadence. They play the passing lane. So if you throw a lazy pass, just like this Rocky team does, you throw a lazy pass, somebody's going to step in front of it. And when Cadence and Armani are in there, they both have that great ability to just get into the passing lanes.
Cadence used all the rim on that first shot, but it fell off no good. 1:24 to play, 53-36, Rock Island with the lead. Cadence Leidick, second shot, is up and good. She's got six in the ball game, 53-37. And for Rock Island is Delea Connor, 5'6 junior. Left corner, this is Sims for Rock Island. Brings it out, top of the key, goes to Nimmers. Right baseline, it goes to Connor. Connor on the dribble against Armani Rivas. Now gets out high to Sims with 64 seconds to play. Sims on the dribble, top of the key, it goes to Nimmers. Under a minute to play, Hickman. Right baseline to Sims, knocked away by Cadence Leidick. Couldn't quite hang on. And it's going to go back to the Rocks with 53.4 to play. It will be Williams to inbound. Out high it comes, knocked away by Lily Hudgens. It's going to go out of bounds back to the Rocks near the scorer's table with 51.8 to play. It'll be Gracie Sims to inbound for Rock Island. And a steal by Cadence Leidick. Cadence with it. Down court to Armani Rivas. Nice bounce pass to Lily Hudgens. Left side up off the glass and in. 53-39 with 40 seconds to play. Williams down the right side. Took an extra step there. They didn't call it. Then missed the shot and went over the back on the rebound. They're not going to call the foul. So it's going to go back to the Streaks.
They haven't called that all game.
So the Streaks will take it back the other way with 30 seconds to play. Lily Hudgens will bring it across. Carmody Rivas left wing. She'll fire the three. Way too strong. Rebound weak side. Cadence Leidick. Turns. Puts up the 10-footer. Missed it. Rebound Camellia Schwartzman on the weak side. Has it knocked away from behind by Nimmers, and back the other way. This is Connor. Fires an 18-footer, no good. Rebound Camellia Schwartzman, and gives way to Lily Hudgens. Lily down court, it goes to Cadence Leidick, right side. Bounces for Megan Rome, but it got kicked away, and the Streaks will have it with 2.3 seconds to play. So the Streaks will stay winless in the Western Big Six. The Rocks will pick up their first win, and it comes to Cadence Leidick, right wing. She'll fire the three, and I think the ball looked like the ball slipped out of her hands, and that's going to do it. Final score, Rock Island 53, Galesburg 39. Come back and talk about this one. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our post-game stats and name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score, Rock Island 53, Galesburg 39. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
A Christmas morning without any presents. To a child, that's just about the most heartbreaking thing they can imagine.
Make sure every local little boy and girl believes in the magic of Christmas. When you help Cole's Diamond Gallery in our yearly mission to gather toys for Christmas morning,
not only can you feel good knowing you help put a smile on a child's face and a twinkle in their eye, you can also save on the gift you purchase at Cole's Diamond Gallery.
Between now and December 23rd, donate a toy or make a monetary donation to the Cole's Diamond Gallery Toy Drive, and we'll double the value of your donation and apply it as a discount toward your purchase, up to 10% off.
So let's say you donate $20. We'll give you $40 off your purchase, up to 10% off.
The store is full of breathtaking gifts just waiting to be placed under the tree. And all of us, KDG Girls, can help you pick up something perfect and wrap it up too.
Stop in today and make a donation. You'll save on a beautiful gift for someone you love, and you'll help make sure local children who may not otherwise have a very Merry Christmas.
Cole's Diamond Gallery, 370 East Simmons, downtown Galesburg.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Stray Cat Art, open daily on Historic Seminary Street, where the unusual and one-of-a-kind creations from area artists make great gifts for everyone on your list. Stray Cat is where it's at. Cloudy tonight, low 31. Sunny tomorrow, a high of 39. Clear and 23 tomorrow night. Saturday, sunny and 43. Water is being shut off for the entire city of Knoxville. Once it gets back on, a boil order will be in effect for at least a day or two. Right now, it's 46 degrees at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Rock Island Rocks. 53-39 is the final score. The teams played even in that fourth quarter, 10 points apiece. But, yeah, just a tough second half for the Streaks. So, well, I guess, you know, you could say from about midway through the second quarter on, a tough time for the Streaks here tonight. Rocks pick up their first conference win. They're now 1-1, 6-3 overall. The Streaks fall to 4-3 overall, now 0-2. In the Western Big Six Conference. Coming up, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Sure, he'll probably be a little bit longer with the girls in their locker room. I don't know, starters came out earlier than they would normally in the fourth quarter, and I don't, he was not happy with a lot of what was going on the floor, I think, at that point.
Well, you didn't see, we talked about it a lot in that second half. You just didn't see, Tom, that same drive that you saw in the first half. They came out of the gates and were moving the ball well. They were attacking the boards. And then it looked like as the missed shots started to mount, the defensive lapses started to get bigger. Mental lapses of just throwing the ball away or mishandling the basketball or traveling, it just kept piling on, and they just could not find a run at any point after this game was 19-19.
Yeah, and, there's a couple times, okay, they got down by 9 or 10 or 11, and then you thought, okay, we hit a basket, here's the time, maybe we're going to make a run, but they just really couldn't pile anything together. You get a basket and then give up two or three. Get a basket, give up two or three. They just, yeah, like you said, they never were able to go on one of those runs to get themselves back into it. So the Streaks fall again 53-39 here tonight to the Rock Island Rocks. And, we'll turn right around. And United Township coming up on Saturday on the road. And that's not going to be any easy task. United Township has not played well so far this year, but they've got a lot of players back on this team. And we'll see what happens. Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us. Brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, we were just talking about the fact that early on, I thought offensively you were doing a really good job moving the ball really well against that zone and getting some looks. Shots weren't necessarily falling, and it seemed, and Eric just made a good point, it seemed as it kept going that some of the shots weren't falling, then some of the other lapses starting, and then you just didn't have quite the ball movement as it went on.
Yeah, we never... I think it was a game that was marked with panic, that you look. Their defense, they spread it out there. If, we were solid with our passes, I think we could have gotten it inside consistently. But there's things in terms of with it, they play somebody up defensively at the high post. I couldn't convince our kids that we can still fill that high post and get the ball in and be a threat to them. And we just, I think what happened was it just revealed, fundamental flaws that so often when we had the ball, we just put the ball up over our head. And so every pass that we made was not a pass that put stress on the defense. It was a pass that just a lob over a defender. And so their defense could be aggressive and had time to shift and get back and guard that.
Yeah, you're talking about that defense shifting. It seems like times you were just, especially later in the game, just a step slow, that rather than that quick pass back the other way, there was a dribble, then the pass, and then by that time the defense had time to close out so you couldn't get the open look on the other side.
Yeah, we tried to do some things in the first half to force the kids to reverse the ball, of just run some simple actions, and we couldn't do it. And what was happening was, any time a first side of a zone is always going to be pretty tough. And what happened to us is we'd take it down to a side and we'd just leave it there and leave it there and leave it there. And, it's kind of like each kid, when they would catch it, we tended to hunt, like, have I got a shot? No. Can I pass? And we just hung on to it. The ball was so sticky that then the zone never had to end up rotate and move around.
And then as it went on, you made some, what at least so far this season, were uncharacteristic, kind of unforced errors with some of the passes and everything.
Right. I think it was one of those where their defense caused us to feel like we had to do something we haven't practiced. And it's unfortunate because, we played so well a week ago Tuesday, and then come in here. And this was obviously our most disappointing performance of the year. That, you know, we would have, there's some teams on our schedule we would have still beaten, but I'm not, I told the girls honestly, I'm not sure tonight the way we played that there's anyone in the Western Big Six we can beat. And we'll find out on Saturday, because UT is, you know, by record is not one of the stronger teams, but it just disappointing. I mean, you look just so many things of where I think the deal that's frustrating in this game is that within the game we were not capable of changing and becoming better. That we just, within the game, this is who we are, and we just keep doing it and doing it and doing it and making the same mistakes over.
Yeah, that happened, I think, defensively. The Simmer girls just, whatever, doing that curl and was getting behind your defenders. And, you know, she had, what, 14 in the first half. And for the most part, you guys didn't have very many fouls. I mean, because she was getting uncontested shots, getting behind the defense, and you just weren't, you know, she was just able to get away.
Right. Right from the get-go, little things of, like, defensive transition, we would go back, and uncharacteristically we would guard. We'd end up in the transition, have to match up and guard someone, and then we'd leave them and go find our own person. And they know, you know, that's not what they're supposed to do. But have to end up, you know, the part that bothered me is I thought in the third quarter when they made the run, I thought we kind of, body language, we acted, poor me, like we were defeated. And that's never acceptable.
Yeah, because it seemed a couple times when they got up initially 9, 10, 11, we would hit a shot and like, okay, maybe we're going to make the run. And then it just, like, then something bad would happen, it seems like. And you could just kind of see the change in the body language at that point.
Yeah, not a positive night for us. But early in the year, what we've got to do is figure out, you know, what we can learn from this and hopefully grow. And as I said, we didn't show the ability to learn, change, and grow within this game, but maybe we can take things from this game and learn and grow afterwards.
Short turnaround Saturday, another Western Big Six Conference game, as you mentioned, up at United Township. They have not looked good early on, but they've got four players back. At some point, that team is going to show up.
Right, and, you know, we'll have to see, because we'll have to play better than we did today, but we will.
Coach, thanks for talking with us. Always appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show, brought to you by Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project. We'll come back, run down our final stats. Streaks fall to the Rock Island Rocks, 53-39. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind, by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, knows car buying hasn't historically been a great time for you, but he wants to change that.
You can have fun and have an enjoyable experience while you buy a car. And I know what that sounds like. How many times have you heard somebody go, "Oh, I hate car shopping"? Well, we take that as a challenge. It can be a pleasant experience that we got a bunch of people that know how to have fun, that can show you all the vehicles and all the stuff you want to look at, that listen to you, actually listen to what you're telling them. We believe that if we do what's best for the customer, it'll all work out for us in the end.
Take the Galesburg Toyota Fun Car Buying Challenge. Find them online at GalesburgToyota.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Hey, it's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
Make sure your pick is saved for tonight's game in the Waterworks Car Wash Pro Football Pick'em at WGIL.com for your chance to win with Thrushwood Farms Quality Meats and WGIL.
Streaks fall here tonight to the Rock Island Rocks. 53-39 was the final score. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here at John Field Gym. Bears, hey, they made a field goal? What?
Yes, they made 10-7. A field goal, and the Cowboys missed one.
My goodness, didn't hit an upright or anything, huh?
No.
Right between them. That's a good thing. I guess that's what's supposed to happen when you're a professional. All right, Streaks fall 53-39, our postgame stats. Streaks, nobody in double figures here tonight. Riley Jenkins led the way with 8 points. She hit a 2, a 3. She was 3-for-4 from the free throw line. 7 points for Lauren Livingston. All in the first half, a couple of 2s and a 3. Let's see, 6 points for Cadence Leidick off the bench. A couple of baskets, 2 for 4 from the free throw line. 5 points for Kaylee Miller on a 3 and a 2 all in the first half. 4 points for Audrey Peck on a couple of baskets in the first quarter. 3 points for Chelsea Stevenson on a 3 in the third quarter. A basket for Arlita Brown in the fourth. Lily Hudgens in the fourth. Armali Rivas in the fourth. All with 2 points. Camelia Schwartzman, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Streaks 5 for 10 from the line. 4 3-pointers in the ball game. For the Rock Island Rocks, they were led by their senior Hannah Simmer. She had 21 points, 9 baskets, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Brooklyn Larson with 12 points, 3 twos and a 3, 3 for 4 from the line. 10 points for Jemiah Winter, 4 baskets, 2 for 3 from the line. 6 points for Morgan Freeman off the bench with 3 baskets, 0 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Amari McDuffie on a basket early, 2 points for Emily Allison on a basket. Rocky with just 1 3 in the game, 8 for 13 from the free throw line.
Well, Rocky turned the ball over 16 times. Streaks turned it over 23.
Ouch.
Streaks did out-rebound Rocky 36-35 and 20-14 on the offensive boards. Rocky shot the ball really well from inside the arc. They were over 50% at 21 of 41. They were only 1 of 16 from downtown, so they were 22 of 57 from the field. Streaks, on the other hand, did not shoot the ball well from any portion of the floor. They were 11 for 33 inside the arc, 4 of 23 from downtown, so good for 15 of 56 from the field. The stats, in addition to the points Tom told you about, Camelia Schwartzman with 3 rebounds and a steal. Audrey Peck had 8 rebounds and a block. Lauren Livingston, 7 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Cadence Leidick, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals. Kaylee Miller, 3 rebounds and a steal. Arlita Brown had 2 rebounds. A rebound for Chelsea Stevenson to go along with a steal. Armani Rivas, a rebound and assist and a steal in her limited time. 1 rebound for Lily Hudgens and 2 boards, 3 assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks for Riley Jenkins.
Streaks fall 53-39 here tonight. We'll come back. Our final order of business. We'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper. But now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
You guys get home okay last night?
No, it was so stressful. My kids were sound asleep.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
But I couldn't see anything. All of the headlights were streaky and the road was blurry and...
Yeah, you need to call Kehoe.
Night blindness can make even a short drive home a white-knuckle stress sesh. Make an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care to find out why your night vision is poor and what options are available to get you safely back on the road after dark.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Harvest time is here, and more farmers are taking a look at the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado at YEM. With a new engine, new trim, and a whole new look, the new 2019 Silverado is lighter, has more cargo room, and a range of new features. They've even upgraded the corner step bumpers to accommodate steel-toed boots. From farm to freeway, see what makes the all-new Silverado as flexible as you need it to be at YEM. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
The GHS girls basketball team has a Saturday Western Big Six Conference game as they take on the United Township Panthers on the road. I'm Tom Irda. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 12:10 on WGIL.
That's a lie. Tom will be on assignment. Brad Benowitz will be there with Eric Gibson for that game coming up on Saturday afternoon. Streaks fall here tonight. 53-39 was the final. Time to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Tough one because a lot didn't go right for the Streaks, so you try to find the bright spot. And where was that point where somebody did something to try to help the cause? And this young lady is not the first time it's happened. She's an outstanding defender. That's what Coach Massey puts her in there for. And she always makes something happen. And on top of that, any scoring you get is gravy. But what happens, that defense leads to offense for the Streaks.
Yeah, we're going to go with the sophomore, Cadence Leidick. She Had three steals, an assist, three rebounds, 6 points. But she makes a difference when she's in there, and she plays really tight defense. She was able to get a steal in a key moment there in the second quarter, and she finished it with a layup. Or actually, it was more of a shot she hit cutting across the lane, I guess.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we also had the one free throw. So a nice shot by Cadence. And you know, unfortunately, like Tom said, not a whole lot of bright spots in this game, but she was able to give some defensive flashes.
So Cadence Leidick, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. All right. Of course, when Brad and Eric travel up to United Township coming up on Saturday, they'll be driving a vehicle courtesy of Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. So the streaks fall here tonight. And, you know, Coach Matsey said, you look like that, you might not win a Western Big Six Conference game. And that's the truth, because even looking at the records, it doesn't matter that Alleman's only won one game or United Township's only won one game. They're still going to be good teams. And, you know, I just have a feeling that Saturday is going to be the day that that United Township team shows up and plays the way that they're capable of with four starters back.
Well, and the other thing is that your offense can't be flat. You've got to buy in, and you've got to play that same style. And you know, we've talked about it. Coach talked about it. The ball movement is key. Streaks don't have a 6'4 player inside that they can dump it down to that's going to make plays. Audrey Peck does a nice job on the block, but until, you know, she gets a little stronger, she's going to have trouble against the more physical teams. And at the beginning of this game, they had open threes. They had open twos, and they just were not hitting, and you can't go away with it just because the shots aren't falling.
So the Streaks fall 53-39 here tonight to the Rock Island Rocks. That's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. Again, the GHS boys tomorrow night. Brad Bedowitz, Steve Cheesman will take the long trip down to Quincy as the Streaks open conference play at Quincy against the Blue Devils. Oh, enjoy that trip. Well, at least they're getting it with a nice day. It's not like, you know, in the middle of what we're going sometime in January or February.
Exactly.
So we'll see. Well, I'll be going. You probably won't be going that day.
Yeah, well,
you will conveniently not be able to get out of
right,
work.
Exactly.
but anyway, so Brad and Steve will have that tomorrow night. Then coming up on Saturday afternoon, 7:10 pregame tomorrow night, and then 12:10 pregame Saturday afternoon. Brad and Eric will have it for you from United Township High School. Streaks fall 53-39. Cadence Leidick, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Thanks to our studio engineer, Will Stevenson. For Eric Gibson, Tom Erta saying goodnight from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.